Hello, everyone. You are listening to Radio Unahort Marburg. This is Salma, and welcome to the first show of Radio Soup. In this show, we do a weekly deep dive on trends or genres in the underground global music scene. I do anything related from past to present across all varieties of the underground, including rock, electronic, jazz, country, literally anything and everything, which is what makes this Radio Soup, after all. So, because in my opinion, you can't have a good soup without a little bit of everything. So, anyways, for today's episode, we are tackling the trip-hop revival. Basically, this is a 90s down-tempo electronic genre that has been heavily influencing music coming out of the indie pop electronica music scene in recent years. But first, before we get into the revival, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of background on trip-hop, since I think it's important to see how the sound has differed in its 30 years later since its revival. So, as you already heard a little bit about, trip-hop is a genre of music across that emerged from the late 80s, but primarily in the early 90s out of Bristol, UK. So, Bristol is a city in England with a large and historic Jamaican immigrant population, where sound system culture, aka dub music, with these huge speakers where you create like neighborhood block parties with your friends, were super present. So that was what kind of this Bristol trip hop sound was born out of. Trip hop is a more experimental offshoot of this, whereas it has more of a fusion of different genres, including hip hop, electronica, jazz, soul, and dub. So it's a little bit atmospheric, but I think it's best that you guys just hear it for yourself. So to start off the show, I first wanted to get you guys oriented with what this 90s original trip hop sounded like by playing some of the foundational tracks of the genre. So I'm going to start off with the song from Safe From Harm, or I'm going to start off with the song Safe From Harm by Massive Attack, whose members, originally known as the Wild Bunch, were credited with the creation of trip-hop in this 80s, 90s Bristol era. So, anyways, I've been talking long enough, so I believe it's time to get to the music. I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode and this deep dive into trip-hop, but specifically new trip-hop, the trip-hop revival. So, I hope you guys enjoy. This is Safe From Harm by Massive Attack. And, yeah, stay tuned.
see me looking back at you. Looking back at you.
Right. Hello, everyone. The song that you just heard was Numb by Portishead. The song that was previous to that was My Baby's Got It Out For Me by ASO and Alias Error. And then we started the show off with Safe From Harm by Massive Attack featuring Shara Nelson. So for those of us who are just now joining, you are listening to Radio Unahuat Marburg. This is Salma, host of Radio Soup. This is the first installment, and so I hope you guys enjoy. And I hope y'all enjoyed that those first tracks were kind of some of the origins of trip hop. Something that's interesting is actually My Baby's Got It Out For Me, the second track that played, was not from the original 90s Bristol, UK era. And I'm curious about if you heard some of the differences between the two sounds. So Massive Attack is from Bristol, is very classically this trip-hop UK sound with DJs and dub, kind of traditionally more breakbeat, down-tempo artists pioneering the sound. So you hear more of that hip-hop influence where trip-hop was originally an offshoot of hip-hop, electronica, and dub music. But then you kind of hear how Portishead took the sound, still with this emphasis on kind of down-tempo, kind of atmospheric breakbeats, but had a more pop, R&B kind of soul sound to it. I could speak forever on trip-hop. I absolutely love this genre, and so many people take it to different places. Tricky, who offshoot or like, started his solo career leaving Massive Attack, has a great first album that kind of makes this sound more atmospheric and a bit more ominous. And he did a lot of work also. Well, he was in collaboration with Bjork, whose sound was heavily influenced from this era, and just so many other amazing artists. I mean, you have Sneaker Pimps, you have just too many to name. So I would definitely recommend checking that out in your spare time if you can, because yeah, there are so many. I mean, Handsome Boy Modeling School made it more jazzy. You have DJ Shadow, who kind of is more of a sample hip hop producer artist. So yeah, it's just super fascinating because then you kind of compare this to My Baby's Got It Out For Me by ASO, who is a current group. I believe this song was released in 2023. This is a group that is an Australian duo based out in Berlin. This is their first album, and it was very touted as like kind of the first big trip-hop album to come out in 30 years, and it's indicative of a scene change within the electronica scene. And I feel as though it's almost a bit different. It's more poppy, it's more dream pop and atmospheric, and it's kind of a more trip pop as opposed to trip hop where you have that hip hop influence. But these are my opinions, obviously, and I'm curious now as we start to transition if you guys begin to hear how this genre has evolved just with the times and what everyone is listening to. So we're going to get back to the music because I've already been talking too long. So we're going to start again with the band Acopia, who I believe is another band based out in Australia, with the song Falter. And I hope y'all enjoy that. And this is now us getting into the trip hop revival. So this song was released in the mid 2020s. This whole project actually was released, 2025. So, very recent, and yeah, hope y'all enjoy.
I'm not afraid to. think you have the nerve. Been wanting to hold you so. You want a piece of me, baby?
You got it.
If you wanna get cozy,
you got it.
Wanna follow my lead?
You got it. You got it. You got it.
And if you wanna leave,
you got it.
Take a hold of the wheel,
you got it.
You wanna go for a ride, yeah,
you got it.
Drop top, high and low on the back, so
you got it.
I'll go fast if you say so,
you got it.
You say you need time, it's okay though,
you got it.
We can drive to the ocean like a movie in slow motion.
Place will give me, I no longer want you.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Radio Unahort Marburg. This is Salma with the show Radio Soup. And the song that you just heard was Room to Breathe by Trick Pony off of the Pillow Talk album. This is a Helsinki-based music trio with more of a kind of atmospheric, kind of drum and bass, IDM-y sound. Something interesting is that Rosa Terenzi is also a part of this group, who has a solo career and some solo stuff out that I would really recommend. Her stuff is a little bit less IDM, a little less like moody, kind of atmospheric, but it still stays true to that like trip-hop cinematic ethos. So I would really recommend her stuff. I really do love it. And then the song before that was You Got It by Erica DeCazier off of the Lifetime album, which was released in 2025. It was her most recent release. And I know I really love just everything Erica DeCazier does. But really, this was one of my favorite albums of 2025. She's a Portuguese-Danish-based artist. I feel like what I really like about this album is that it stays true to like more of the R&B kind of origins of trip hop, which I really enjoyed. And I just absolutely love it. So I hope you guys enjoyed that and kind of see some of the variety in the recent trip hop scene. Because previous to that, we had Oil Slicks, Song for Spirals by Hysterical Love Project off of the Lashes album. And then we started this all off with the song Falter by Acopia, which was a song off of their most latest album, Falter. So it's a self-titled, also released in 2025. It's an Australian group that's kind of gaining in popularity. I would say this most recent album kind of is a bit more indie rock and a little bit less of that trip hop moody sound that they really had in their first debut album. So I still wanted to play it though, because it kind of shows how trip hop has been changing in recent days. So I hope y'all enjoyed all those four songs, and we're gonna get back into the music with 1965 by Headache featuring Vegan, who does the production on this song. So I hope y'all enjoy this. And yeah, time to get back to the music.
Speaking. Please remember to breathe. The numbers are 11, 13, 21, 26, 36, and 108. The colors are blue, yellow, red, and purple. When I was young, the moon used to walk me to school, and I would eat my cereal with a spoon. But now that I'm older, I like to eat it with a fork. Do I have to? No. Do I want to? No. Sometimes life is just hard for no reason. Sometimes you need to feel the weight of something pointless on your shoulders. Listen to me. I know how cool it would be if Sunday lasted the whole damn week. I know that if you want to know how paradise really feels, you have to try somehow to be a little like a god. And if you're still here, remember I'm not real, and neither are your dreams. I'm sorry to break it to you, but if that ever mattered to you at all, it was over for you from the start. We smoke 5.2 trillion cigarettes a year. Are you honestly trying to tell me that we couldn't manage a few more? There are 100 trillion synapses in our brains, 30 trillion cells in our lovely bodies, and there are 400 billion stars in the Milky Way. There are mad different types of fruit, which are somehow basically all delicious. There are different styles of insects, of flowers, of birds, of bees, of reptiles, of trees, of mountains, of mammals, of rivers, of deserts, of oceans, of jungles, of lakes, of glaciers, of geysers, of volcanoes, and so much more. But quite amazingly, we have 34,000 distinct emotions, and I am currently experiencing one. What about you? I can't tell you mine. That's for me to know, and you to try to find out. Good luck.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Radio Unahort Marburg. This is Salma, your host of Radio Soup. For this episode of Radio Soup, we've been analyzing the resurgence of trip-hop or trip-hop's new wave, which was originally a 90s very multi-genre, electronic, hip-hop, a little bit of everything genre that has now since had a really big resurgence within the indie left field electronic music scene in basically the 2020s. So the song that you just heard was Road by Sevdaliza off of her sophomore album Shebrang, which was released in 2020. She is an Iranian Dutch singer who has since released another project, which I would say has leaned more into a more pop kind of fun electronic dance music leanings, whereas this album, as you heard some of, was like not afraid to like kind of get into more like glitchy dark places, which I rather enjoyed about it. But also her new stuff is very fun. So the song that you just heard before that was I Don't Wanna by Fuckuckers off of Baggy with $2. So Fuckuckers is a band from based out of New York, or they were formed in New York. They were a trio that formed in very recently, 2022. And this EP of theirs was just honestly like a really fun time. This song that I specifically chose was a more trip hop inspired song, whereas the rest of their projects is just more kind of just like fun party electronic dance music, which I rather enjoy. So I was really happy to be able to play them today. The song that you heard before that was Gaia by Lexi Liu off of the Happy Star album. So Lexi Liu is a upcoming Chinese singer and rapper who actually got her first, like her rise in the industry as a K-pop star. She has now seemed to have transitioned more into the indie scene for her solo career and like has completely transitioned her sound, which there is something to be said about how large labels are now backing artists and kind of advising them, or maybe this is Lexi Liu's own creative direction, but to have this more lo-fi sound, or this sound that has really emerged from primarily the underground, even though Portishead did very much explode to the mainstream. So you see this in Addison Rae, who has a very kind of lo-fi trip-hoppy sound, and also on FKA Twigs' new record was a bit of this as well. And so even though the reason why this genre has the sound it does is from its grassroots origins, you see how when things blow up, it just it really becomes really popular and new artists start to attached to it, even ones that are not from a super like DIY ethos, but still very interesting music, and I'm really excited to see what she has coming up. And then we started this all off with 1965 by Headache featuring Vegan, who produces this record and who is very big in the new kind of trip-hop sound. And so this record was Thank You for Almost Everything, which was Headache's second sophomore album. All right. So I hope y'all enjoyed that little group of four songs. We don't have much time left, so I'm probably going to end with around two more songs. We're going to get started with Blue Dada by Dummy. I hope y'all enjoy that, and then you'll hear from me for one more time before we move on to all the amazing shows that we have on after. So hope you all enjoy these last couple of songs. You are listening to Radio Unahort Marburg. This is Radio Soup, and we are now in our last minute of the show. So I hope y'all enjoyed that. I really, really enjoyed. I love trip hop, and I hope you this encouraged you to research it more, listen to it more. So before I let you go, I'm just going to let you know what those two last songs were. So that was 300 Dreams by After, a 2025 single by that trip pop duo. And then we have Blue Dada by Dummy off of Free Energy. Anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed. Have a lovely, lovely Tuesday and stay tuned because there's some amazing shows coming on after me. So bye, y'all.
Jung und ignorant stehen auf dem Dach, teilen die Welt auf und bauen einen Palast aus Plänen und Träumen. Jeden Tag neu, ein bisschen Geld geben.